All right, so what we learned this week?
Hey. I learned that grenadine and Corona might be the best thing out here.
That's smooth.
I heard that's the gayest drink ever.
It is the
Corona
fucking gayest drink.
Gay, first of all.
Hey, if you're gonna drink the shit, drink it with lime juice.
And I haven't said
lime juice, nigga.
Drink
no
Corona.
One.
It's lime juice, nigga.
No,
make
not
some,
a lime juice.
Nigga, it's just a lime. If no, you're gonna nigga, do like
some lime juice,
in. This shit is a little bit better for you.
I don't like any
a
of those.
Bit better for
I don't
you.
Like any of those fruity beers. Like
really?
What is
Blue Moon?
Blue Moon with
Red's Apple Ale.
I like those.
Blue Moon is good.
No. Red's Apple Ale is something different.
Yeah,
I'm talking about where people add fruit.
Right, put fruit in the beer, like hepervisin.
What a Blue Moon with the orange in it. That's like the
like that.
Common yeah. thing
that's
that you straight. Do. That shit is
that's common that women do.
No, women do. That's just that's the way the beer is made, bro. What are you talking about?
Blue so
you
Moon do it is too? Good.
Fuck yeah.
That's
fuck
very up. Feminine.
Yeah, no, it's not.
The first time I ever had Blue Moon was at
a pizza place. No.
It was a fucking draft party.
With an orange slice?
When they used to have draft parties during the day.
With orange slice?
Yeah.
But
I was tripping though. I was like, wait a minute, I don't know. I never had no fucking oranges and shit.
Did you have your penny liner on?
That shit was good.
Did you have your penny
that
liner on?
That shit's good.
I bet it is.
That shit good.
You know what else thought it was good?
That shit good.
Is Ooh. Mojito a gay drink?
Yes.
I like mojitos.
Oh, tell me that's the one with the mint leaf in there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, that shit is good as fuck.
That shit is
that's
good.
That's a female
fuck,
drink, but it'd be good.
Yeah, more females order mojitos than dudes, yeah, I don't think. Unless you're no,
unless you with your girl and you on vacation.
Oh, that shit tastes good.
Or y'all wake up on Sunday morning.
This nigga from the islands, though. Maybe that's the, is that the drink of Haiti?
Any drink where you lick your hand and then put a lemon in your mouth and then drink, you're gay.
So tequila, too?
Well, if you do that, if you do all that to it.
Nigga, I don't be honest. I don't think nigga licking the back of their shit. Still, I think it's more on a rim or some shit like that.
You lick the rim?
No, it's like the salt on the rim.
So you put the salt on the rim of the cup? You don't put it right here in your hand?
No, nigga, that's
gay. All that shit's gay, man.
I'm sorry. My ADD fucked up. Help me out.
Okay.
What did French Reggie say that was super gay earlier in the Tuesday show? Fuck you, French Reggie. Don't do that because you knew what it was.
That was and Jay Smooth.
I said we were going to have something to talk about.
I thought
what
you wrote
we
it down.
I did it. I wrote
Jay
down.
Jay Smooth said the gay show.
No. You.
You said something.
Yeah.
You
said something. He said,
oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that because that was really fucking gay.
Thanks, Smooth. You don't remember what it was.
I don't, but I took some down.
Yeah,
I took
yes,
some
you
down.
Did.
I remember.
Yes, you did.
I remember you saying you're going to write it down, but I don't know if it was something gay that I say.
Yeah, it was.
Maybe it was stupid.
No, it was gay.
So I learned.
It was gay.
French Reg, do you know what DNR is?
No, I still haven't. No, what is it?
Do not resuscitate?
Department of Natural Resources. When you were talking about Indiana and stuff like that.
I thought it was do not resuscitate. That's
I thought he would say, I thought French Reg was saying, DNR, like the ampersand, the and sign.
Who came to the scene? Wasn't even really police people.
That's just
the police came, but it sent it to them.
That's like the motherfucker that be with Smokey the Bear, the park ranger.
Department of Natural Resources.
Yeah. DN, the letter NR.
What I've learned is that you gotta be, with all these videos that are set to incite you one way or another, like, the one that I saw, the partial where the only part that I saw was the girl pointing the gun at the black family.
Right.
Which seemed excessive, which it was.
Yeah.
I didn't see what got to that point.
Still illegal.
Still illegal. No, that's
still chargeable.
No, she's got a felony coming. She and her husband got fired from his job too at the university. Oakland University fired his ass. So, damn. That's a bad day.
With social media now, man, it's that you got to really be fucking careful.
Why you walling out then? Why you know what's going on?
Here's my thing, though. Friend of a friend shouldn't get fired. That's what's bothering me now. Because like the other cop in the Rayshard Brooks case, this husband, he didn't...
The stepmom of the dude.
Right. The stepmom of Rolf or whatever. She got fired.
She got fired.
But this white dude, this husband, he didn't pull a gun on anybody. He asked him, who do you think you are? He told him, get out of the way.
I think he had a gun too, though, right?
I don't know.
I think they said he got out of the
gun.
They think they said he got out of the car with his gun, too.
That wasn't the video. They wildin' though.
But the thing about it is, if you're a guy and it's a bunch of chicks, do you really need a gun?
Yeah.
No, you don't. You better start.
You never know.
Bruh.
That dude who body slammed all them chicks and was smacking them hoes around, did he need a gun? No.
That nigga WWF.
He was double A size, though.
But it doesn't.
I'm not fighting no big-ass black women. No.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You better stop being... All them muscles, boy, you better quit.
I am not fighting no
I saw you been pressed 30 times. You better hit one of them hoes.
J-Mac, hey,
at least mush them.
These goddamn
mush
women,
my ass.
These women are tough. Like, remember the bus driver? Remember the bus driver punched old girl that spit on him? And she took that, bro.
That was a nigga, right?
Nah, she didn't take that shit. She got
She got knocked down, but she motherfucker got the fuck back up.
So she didn't take it and she got knocked down. When you take a punch, you don't get knocked down.
She didn't get off the bus. She got thrown off the bus.
Right. Right.
Like for real thrown. Like her legs weren't even on the ground anymore. She got
weak.
It was like Jazzy Jeff getting kicked out of the mansion in Fresh Prince.
Right.
I see it.
What did I learn? I learned that I didn't learn shit.
Oh, okay. Another thing that I learned this week. Well, we were talking about it, right? About the Down syndrome. The chances of two Down syndrome people having a baby is probably slim. No.
Well, it's not Down syndrome. It's special needs.
Well, it is slim.
Trisomy 21.
No, we're just because
isn't that what it's called? Instead,
God made special needs men unreproducible.
So what? You can't.
Unreproducible.
I don't think.
Yeah, so they can't have babies.
Not
unfertile. It's just, well, you just can't reproduce.
What you call that? When you say you might have a Lee Haney and some other bodybuilder chick and they have a baby and call it, it's a super whatever, don't you say?
Athlete?
Yeah, so what about it's a super Down syndrome baby or something like that?
Yeah, you just can't,
it wouldn't be like
it
a super
Down super. Syndrome. I mean, I think super.
Super slow? That's French fucked up.
No, you said it.
No, I'm saying.
French fucked up? You said
he laughing
it.
He made me laugh.
You meant for him to laugh.
I didn't. So, hey, so do you think Down syndrome people fuck like normal people though?
I didn't learn that. I don't know. I didn't learn that much.
They probably fuck better.
Hey, I'd probably go out there on Pornhub and see if they got Down syndrome motherfucker. Like if she give a head or some shit like that.
They'd remove that.
Really?
I think they removed that. Because that'd be
what if they have consent?
Nah, I think they removed it. I guarantee if you look at that, look it up right now. I guarantee.
This is what I might learn.
That might fuck your search up. If you start looking up that shit, right?
I don't give a fuck about
Reggie's search cannot be
Down
fucked
syndrome
up.
Trick, Down syndrome chick get the train ran on her.
If French Reggie put Down syndrome, big dicks. It's like Down syndrome, big. And fill it out, big dicks. Autofill. Down syndrome, big
this
dicks.
This nigga Jamie
Mac. What's your search?
Down syndrome. As soon as I put sin in there, I don't got no.
Yeah, they're not gonna allow that on there. That would be wrong. Because that would be considered like rape, you know? Because they're not mentally fully aware of their faculties or whatever. That
why they got Down syndrome boxing on Pornhub?
Down syndrome.
So that's
boxing?
The only thing they can show you.
It's not sexual, but that's probably funny as fuck.
It looks like it would be because one's got a helmet and one doesn't. One's got like the back.
He wore that in the ring. He wears it outside of the ring too. Have you ever been to the strip clubs where they have like the boxing night?
Mm-mm.
That shit is funny anyway though. Niggas be thinking they can box and they really figure out that they don't know shit about boxing at the strip club in front of everybody. You never seen that?
No. Random niggas?
Yeah, it'd be niggas though. In Atlanta, so I have seen the stripper box. That's more recent than in other cities. But in Atlanta, back in the day, they used to have, you could buy. Matter of fact, at, what's that place up there in Gwinnett? They used to do the UFC night where you could go in there and you could fight. Remember? Barnacles? Barnacles? Was that Barnacles? What was that place up there?
Jimmy Carter or the one that's up on Pleasant Hill?
Pleasant Hill.
Yeah.
They had a night where you could go up there and fight, right? Didn't they have that?
I don't even remember that one.
Good old days, man. You can't get that shit no more.
Who the fuck goes to the club to fight?
I just saw a video this past weekend. Atlanta, some club in Atlanta has
compound,
a pool.
Compound put a pool in there.
Is that where that fucking
that
pool
was
is?
That compound.
Like these niggas was a whole swimming pool in the fucking inside the club.
Where people
and
swimming?
They wilding.
Hell yeah, niggas were wilding out.
They said we know Atlanta was lit this weekend. I'm like, what the fuck? Where's that pool at? What club is that?
I'm done.
A whole pool inside.
I don't need it.
That should be wild.
Not for the club. I ain't getting.
Nigga, hey, when I tell you, J-Mac, these motherfuckers was wilding out in the pool, it was crazy.
Yeah, I'm not down with that. That's too much for me.
What else we learned about the Down syndrome people?
Nothing. Stop.
Okay.
No.
All right, Willie.
We learned that we're not really sure that the universe exists outside of our
visual and our senses. Outside of our senses.
Consciousness, outside of our observation.
It's not efficient. That's what I learned. It's not efficient to...
It's efficient or it's not efficient?
It's not efficient to have things that are not...
Being observed.
Observed matter.
Yeah. Did you learn that or that's just something I said?
That's just something that I... Because, well...
I don't know if that's
real. It took me back to, like I said, when I was, you know, younger, that focusing on the future and the past really not mattering moving forward. That's just kind of how it's always been for me, because I don't know. It's now and what's forward. What happened in the past, that's just, I don't know. I can't really, why spend too much time on that? I know history is, you know, if you don't know it, you're doomed to repeat it type shit. You know what I mean? I've heard that my whole life, but focusing on it, you know, a lot of what's happened in the past, it just seems like wasted energy. Like, cause there's nothing you can do to change that.
I know this is not the premium, so people have to pay to get the premium, but I forgot who won between you and French Reggie.
Whoop that ass. What are you talking about?
Oh, why were there more shit talked?
French Reggie been quiet like a little tiger.
Since the way he...
A little puppy.
A tiger puppy?
A little kitten. I meant kitten.
Okay.
Little kitten. That's what I meant. Little kitten. Right. He talked all that shit too about right, you too,
Jay. But since he kind of whimpered away and took that L like he was supposed to and didn't say nothing about it, I didn't want to rub it in. Again, I don't want to fight people that don't want to fight back. You know what I mean? And he obviously didn't want that. You know, like... When I challenged him, he was kind of, I saw it in his eyes, he was scared. He was like, oh, I got that nigga one time, but my track record against him, whether it's hoop or anywhere else, is a lot of L's.
So who won the other one? Are y'all 1-1 now?
No way.
We're technically 2-1 because the other one he won was when he got the doctor. Oh, the doctor. Yeah.
But he did beat you one time.
Yeah. Once.
So now it's 2-1.
Yeah.
So now you're saying, yeah, you're conceding to that?
Yeah.
So we got to do one more or two more?
Yeah, two more.
If he wins one more, then we have to do a series.
Well, best three out of
three.
If you include that ass whooping I gave him in fucking hoop two, it's like really 3-1.
We gotta do that.
There's a lot of L's. Like I'm saying, he's got a lot of L's.
You do have a lot of L's.
Yeah. You gotta.
You lost to Smooth too.
You gotta beat up on your sensei.
La, 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 la.
You lost to Smooth too, right?
That nigga sound like man. What's that sound? He got balls in his mouth.
You lost to him too.
A tie is losing.
No. Fuck that. He motorboated your ass that one day.
2-1.
No, I think it was like 3-1. On one day, he motorboated your ass. Like, you was in a little raft. Little fucking Haitian.
I'm just happy that this week wasn't completely monopolized by French. That's why it was something that was supposed to
monopolize. No, I'm telling you, it was going to be worthy. He said some gay ass shit. I said it's going to be another fucking word we learned.
You were supposed to have written it down.
I did, my fucking
ADD. Do you actually know French?
Yes, he does know it. He just doesn't want to talk. He does know
it. I would definitely say it if I knew. I don't remember what I said that was gay. Because only Smooth said some gay shit today when he was like on top.
Do you think that Smooth is the only one that ever says anything that's gay?
I never said that.
God damn it, J-Mac. And I remember when you put that mark in there, but I couldn't. When you was talking about you going to write that shit down, I should have put it in there.
Put it in where?
In my notes or what we learned.
Okay.
God damn it.
We'll catch y'all next week.